Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 5. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Lately, I seem to be getting frequent reminders that I am not as young as I used to be. The latest was a notice in the mail that my 20th high school class reunion will be held this summer. Indeed, those 20 years can go by very quickly. Also, a lot can happen in 20 years, making it hard to stay connected with classmates. Life happens. We get married and have children. Jobs take us all over the country. When we go so long without seeing people, it is easy to lose the connections we once had with them. It's also easy for that to take place with Jesus. Life happens. We get married and have children. We fill our schedules up with work, sports, and school activities. We have family and community obligations. We take vacations and try to make the most of life. Before we know it, we are losing our connection with Jesus. This happens gradually, just like with high school classmates over 20 years. Losing a connection to a high school friend is one thing. Losing our connection with Jesus is another thing altogether. Jesus makes it clear in John chapter 15 that without a connection to Him, we are in trouble. We can't produce spiritual fruit and be saved from our sins. Ultimately, no connection with Jesus means no getting into heaven. It means getting tossed out with the other dead branches into the eternal burn pile. The good news is that Jesus will never sever His connection with those who are joined to Him by faith. He is always ready and waiting in His Word to remind us of His love and to draw us closer to Him. Perhaps for you, now is a good time to reconnect with Jesus and take steps to remain in Jesus. Recommit yourself to regularly attending worship. Join a Bible study. Expand your devotional life. We may or may not want to attend a class reunion, but we never want to miss out on eternal life with Jesus. Dear Savior, thank you for always being there for me in word and sacrament. Bless my efforts to remain in you now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.